This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kongers voting this Sunday in a local election widely seen as a de facto referendum on pro-democracy protest. Pro-democracy forces hope for a big win, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
This is Hong Kong's first election since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. If long lines outside polling stations are any indication, many Hong Kongers are eager to express their opinion. This voter, Mr. Ma, says he sees the elections as an extension of the protest movement. He says he wants to see a big change. Another voter, Ms. Kwok, says local political offices have been dominated by pro-establishment candidates for years. She says she wants more Democrats in office. Voters are electing district council members, which actually don't have much power. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
And according to Reuters, Iraqi security forces have killed at least two protesters and wounded over 70 near Basra, according to police and medics. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that peace negotiations with the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan are back on track, and he vowed again to withdraw American troops from the country. Mr. Trump's remarks on Fox News followed Monday's successful prisoner swap that freed an American and an Australian professor in exchange for the release of three high-ranking insurgent prisoners by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Additionally, the Taliban said that they released 10 Afghan soldiers as a goodwill gesture. It was widely thought that the release of American Kevin King and Australian Timothy Weeks, who had been held hostage since August of 2016, could lead to a resumption of U.S.-Taliban negotiations. This is VOA News. Recently released documents show that President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was in contact with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the months before the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was abruptly recalled. The State Department released the documents to the group American Oversight in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. They showed that Pompeo talked with Giuliani on March of 26th and 29th of this year. Austin Evers, the executive director of American Oversight, said the documents reveal a clear paper trail from Mr. Giuliani to the Oval Office to Secretary Pompeo to facilitate Giuliani's smear campaign against a U.S. ambassador. The bodies of at least 18 people killed in a plane crash Sunday in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have been pulled from the wreckage. The passenger jet crashed into a residential neighborhood in the city of Goma while taking off from the nearby airport. The airline, a local company, Busy Bee, said that there were 16 passengers and two crew members on board. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The U.S.-led coalition says
a sea of purple flooded Paris on Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets calling out domestic violence. The march comes as it was revealed that more than 130 women were believed to have been killed by their partner or ex-partner in the country this year. This demonstrator says her ex-husband punched her. The French government is due to publish the results of an investigation into domestic violence on Monday. A Council of Europe expert group on domestic violence said earlier this week that France needed to offer better protection for victims and their children, as well as more effective anti-violence measures.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. At least 34 people were killed Saturday in Kenya due to heavy rains in East Africa. It's after triggered flooding and mudslides. The Interior Minister, Fred Matiang'i, said that mudslides claimed the lives of 29 people in three western Kenyan villages. Five others were killed in separate towns. Rescue efforts have been hampered because roads have been transformed into rivers and bridges have been washed away completely. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.